The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 now. We got a new format this year, and I just informed by Mr. Stone, our executive producer, that we'll be live. And this is our 14th season, my 7th, and Mr. Rector over here, his 6th. And
Paul, good morning.
Paul and Dave. I didn't use Paul Pitt. Yeah. you got to get back in the program, son. Anyway, I am Steve Crump and David Rector, Carolina Fresh Farms, my co-host. Even though Mr. Stone tells me I don't have to tell y'all who I am because it's on all the ads, but I do it.
Stop tapping on that.
You trying to tell me what to do? Sure I can.
We're glad to be back this year.
Anyway, good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning, sir.
It's going to take a little getting used to going from an hour to 30 minutes now.
We're just joking. We like to talk about the weather, and it might be all we get to hear if we talk about the weather.
I condensed it down this morning.
Yeah.
Mr. Tongue Chew to keep us straight today. We back to 30-minute format from 8:30 to 9, and what's happening in Carolina Fresh World?
Carolina Fresh World is, the groundhog saw his shadow, and things are warming up, and landscapers are coming in. Actually, you don't even have to be warm. It's been in the 20s, and we're out there. Landscapers are pulling in there doing stuff. So evidently, people are still getting projects done, and the El Nino has caused a little problems this winter with all the rain. But we've avoided the snow issue, which is
the low is 29 tomorrow. 32 the rest of the week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The high's in the 60s.
Yeah.
So
it's supposed to be kind of a good day.
What worries me is new growth coming out on plants because Easter's early this year. It's March 30th, I think. And anytime that happens, we always have a bad cold snap afterwards.
Yeah, we always know that's coming.
You get a lot of new growth. Sure. You could have some. But yesterday, I got camellias in bloom already.
Yeah?
They just over the weekend.
Nice.
I've
had some, it's daffodils popping up, bulbs popping up in my yard.
The foliage is there, the blooms aren't there yet. It is a little early for that.
I have one of my daffodils getting ready to open, but most of them are just coming up, and they're confused.
An interesting daffodil story. My mom passed away in 2005, and we had a funeral set for Monday morning. So Tommy and I walk around the yard and the daffodils. Well, they say, too bad they aren't blooming this weekend because she's always packaged up little things and gave them to the kids. The next morning on Monday, the funeral was 11, the daffodils were blooming.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
love that.
Linda didn't have one. Yeah, Linda had one. It's all of the grandkids laid daffodil bundles on her casket.
I like it.
Because she had over 1,000 different varieties of daffodils at one time. But I've let most of them die.
So is that where all this nursery green thumb came from? Your mother?
She had the green thumb.
Yeah.
That woman. Yeah. We get ready to throw stuff away because it's half dead. She'd take it to her house, put it in the hospital, and it'd be gorgeous in 3 weeks.
Well, I know you and Tommy got
somewhere.
I
didn't have that thrill. Now, the way we got into nursery business, Tommy, if he liked it, he got straight A's. If he didn't like it, he just didn't do it.
Yeah.
There wasn't no getting a D or an F. He just didn't go. So he had to get something that he liked, so he went to tech school. Did pretty well for somebody who went to tech school.
But
the great thing with tech school back then, I guess they still do it now, but to graduate, you had to do an internship with a nursery or some landscaper or somebody.
That's a good way to see if you like it or not.
He worked 3 months for the guy at Turtle Creek, and he hired him full-time and ended up working 5 years when we started this. And he kept us in business the first 3 years because he bought everything we had. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here today. So Tommy started with $50.
43 years later, 44, I guess now. So
September 1st, so it was, we closed June the 10th. It was 43 years, 9 months, 6 days, and 6 hours.
Not that anybody's counting.
Nobody's counting. Who cares? Yeah. We got him laughing. That's a good thing.
And you're still dabbling with a few things, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I rode by there the other day, and his car was out there. I'm like, you were at the office the other Saturday.
I went by there to get something I left on
just
Friday.
Seen you, yeah.
That's one thing about semi-retired. I never knew there's so many things you could do on Saturday. I mean, 43 years is 6 days a week. You didn't know.
You going to have an extra 30 minutes
for
the show?
When it got in here last year, I walk out here at 9 o'clock, and I say, instead of I got to get to work and help Tommy, I say, what am I going to do today?
Hey, we went and ate breakfast that one Saturday, as normal people do.
I already told him we owe him a breakfast because he didn't get to go that day.
I guess you can go to the mall and walk around the mall.
There's still a mall.
You can be a mall walker. There's still a mall out there.
I don't know. I haven't been out there.
Ain't much in it, but you can walk around there.
I did go out there.
That was a joke. I'm sorry.
It's more like an indoor track.
Yeah.
There's some place out there that sells donuts. Mom's.
No, I don't know about that place.
They're huge donuts.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're monsters, and they're so good. Mm. So Tommy took me out one day to buy donuts.
Well, maybe somebody will bring some up here for us. Nice. Get kind of hungry.
The thing about
Saturday morning.
Place, they open at 9, and if you're not there pretty quick, they're out by 11.
Man.
Yeah, they're gone. I mean, it's like when it opens, there's a line out the building. Anyway, let me check my list here. We did the intro. We did listen to it, so they already know they listen to us now.
Same stations that you can listen on the app. Still worldwide on the app, so it's good.
I don't know about this app.
Yeah, but anyway. Next week we're going to be live down at the Master Gardener Symposium at the Gateway Center in Richburg. If you're already signed up for that, thank you. It's sold out. If you did not get in, you can come, I think, after 1 o'clock to walk around and look at all the vendors. They have a lot more plant vendors this year. So come down there. It's right there off 77, exit Highway 9 there.
I don't know. I didn't think we were going to do the show last year because they wouldn't let me in the building. Okay.
Yeah, well.
We're going to take a quick pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to the garden.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter, here to make your weather better. If your heating system is having problems, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down and you're in the cold. Call me, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heat.
Heating and Air.
Call AirTech Heating and Air at 803-327-7100.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. Mr. Richter, I asked you about Carolina Fresh. You know, you said all the landscapers are coming.
They are coming. We're starting to get homeowners coming in for your fertilizer with pre-emergent and all. That's since it's warming up, it's the time to put down your first application.
Yep.
You have about 3-4 weeks, really, to do it, but times is a good time to start.
Well, next week's supposed to be a good week to do it with a high around 60 for February. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we've had some. January was very cold with a lot of rain. But like I said, I was kind of down because we didn't get any snow. I thought we'd get a.
We don't get snow in January. Our snow comes the end of February, the first of
somebody
March.
Somebody told me to buy a pallet of ice melt, and it's sitting in the middle of the store right now, so. I'm still holding my breath. You got into February.
You got sleds up in the attic. What's the difference?
Sleds are on the front porch.
Oh, you got them out on the front
everybody's
porch.
Everybody's laughing at me because, again, we haven't had snow. So.
Well, you've had the same sleds for 5 years.
I'm going to take them to the beach and get rid of them this summer.
I told them to sell them as boogie boards.
Yeah, boogie boards.
They're that's plastic, right. And they're not like the old-timey ones we had. They were metal and wood.
I got one of those for look. You can't really use that around here. But everybody knows it's a sled.
I got one up in my shop up in the attic.
Oh, they call them toboggan if you're not from this area.
Yeah, that's right.
Toboggans down here, we put them on our head.
That's right.
I got one in the office. A couple mornings I needed it when it was 15 degrees. Yeah. I don't like that cold. I'm not into that.
Well, that's good seasons. I mean, it's a good change.
But
the
good thing is there's no rain forecast next week.
Yeah. So. We'll probably get some there. So if you are interested in doing sod, you can actually put down fescue, Bermuda, zoysia right now. You don't have to wait till it warms up. We got to take advantage of the rain we are getting, so that's a good time.
And one thing to remember on the Bermuda Zoy, they're going to be brown when you put them down.
They are brown.
You don't need to call him the next week and say, my grass is dead because it has come out yet.
It's asleep. Or
it's sleeping.
The proper term is dormant, but it's resting. I like to call it going to sleep. And it's kind of what I do during the winter of it, Carolina Fresh. I have a rest.
But I'm only making.
I feel the pressure of spring pushing on me already.
I'm going to make a stronger statement. You don't even have to put pre-emergent out. Well, what happens is you get these little winter weeds that are about that big in April, and my wife literally screams every night because there's weeds in her grass. So,
you have to do pre-emergent.
Whatever the fertilizer or pre-emergent cost is irrelevant compared to your wife not yelling at you.
At least that's the one reason to do it. Show her that you care and you tried.
Well, the thing is, the winter weeds, once it warms up, they die. They go away.
Don't cost you anything. Well, the pre-emerge is for more than winter weeds. It's for crabgrass.
I know.
To germinate. So that's
any kind of broadleaf weeds.
Yeah.
And I get that because the cow pasture is close by.
You can't listen to a plant guy talking about grass.
I know as much about grass as you do.
Pre-emergent in your flower beds, too.
I dealt with his company back in the 1980s when you had to buy the trailer load.
Sorry, I was born later.
Now you were at a golf course.
I apologize.
You were at a golf course carrying a golf club.
I was somewhat in the industry.
Supposed to be working. He was carrying a golf club with him. Once he got out of sight of management, then guess what?
Being harsh on me. Guess we haven't been together in like 4 months.
It's been a while.
Three or 4 months.
That's what I do on Saturdays, pick on him. And I got to cut it down half a show. Wow.
Yeah. So how are you doing? You want to tell everybody your progress and what's going on with you?
Actually.
People are probably curious.
They are. January 3rd, I was outside PNC Bank, and Tommy and I were going in to talk to the manager, and I just fell over and hit my head on the concrete, ended up at the emergency room, 5 staples in my head.
3 hours later.
I was in and out in 3 hours.
That's pretty good for emergency room.
That was awesome for emergency room anywhere.
That'd be a record.
And is they finally came up with the conclusion that it was low blood pressure, so what caused me to fall.
Yeah.
So they, Dr. Eric Johnson, my family doctor, he went through my two-page list of medicines and cut a bunch of them out. Anything that related to low blood pressure, he got rid of. And now it's running 125 to 140, and that's where they say it should be. But yeah. I still don't have my equilibrium back. Standing up, I'm unstable. I was hoping to be off that thing by now, but it's not happening. But now they say I need to go to two other doctors, and I can't even pronounce what they're called.
Yeah.
Okay, it's that time again. We'll be right back to the garden.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
We're back to the gardener's bench.
Wow. We're glad to be back. It's been 3 or 4 months, so we're...
No, it hadn't. We finished up November. Thanksgiving Day.
Well, I mean...
Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving weekend, the Saturday after Thanksgiving Day.
Like I said, it's been three... I shouldn't have said or four. I should have said 3 months. Basically right at 3 months. Let Steve add it up here.
Yep.
Use your fingers and
three
toes.
3 months. I can actually add my head again now. I'm not so
there you go.
Brain fogged.
That's good.
The last 3 years in the nursery business were something. We had record sales.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, we turned...
Since COVID.
We worked real hard that last year of COVID, and we came close... I think it was 984,000. We usually do try for a million a year. And now we did 984,000 with five people.
That's good.
We did 1.2 million one time with 21 people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a million five with people. Five is better than a two with 21.
Part of the prices were going up. It's still are going up. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Is fertilizer going to ever level out?
Actually, fertilizer leveled out. Actually, some of it came down.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Good shape with that. So.
The grass seed went out of sight, but it came down a little bit.
Yeah, it came down a lot last year, actually. So our top quality seed came down about $30, $40 a bag.
It needed to.
Through the roof. So.
Yep.
So I manage Carolina Fresh Farms. If you don't know where that is, it's on 4372 Old York Road, which is Celanese.
Celanese.
Between the airport and Walmart there. We kind of sit down the hill.
You down in a hole.
Well, like I said, we kind of sit down the hill.
They build that building to be a...
Did you say you're unstable?
To be competition for Farmers Exchange. Yeah. And it was level with the road. They came in and made Celanese four lanes and it put him 20 feet down in the hole.
Progress. Progress.
Raised the road. Hole, so.
We're trying to sell stuff from down in the hole.
You are down in the hole.
We're side of a graveyard and across from a junkyard, but we...
Well, the junkyard's cleaned up a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. They cleaned that thing up.
I'm right beside one of our sponsors of our show, Domer Dreamscapes, and is right beside me. And it's kind of nice. He's one of my biggest customers right there together. Oh, the whole place looks like one place, but it's two. So you can come in there, park your car at my place, walk up to his, or vice versa. And good time. So we're open, if you're curious, 8 to 5 right now. We're going back to 5:30, I think, in the spring once the time changes, and 8 to 2 on Saturday and closed on Sunday.
I still say you need to change to 9 to 3 on Saturdays, but yeah.
We get a lot of, like I said, we get a lot of landscapers early.
We used
homeowners don't come that early usually. But
homeowners don't generally get out of bed till 10.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be there at 9 o'clock, the landscapers would be there at 10, the phone started ringing.
Yeah.
That's why I always had to get back by 10, about 9:30. Anyway.
A lot of them got soccer games and basketball games and stuff to deal with.
But anyway, all you got to worry about right now is putting your pre-emergent fertilizer on the...
Pre-emergent. Now is a great time to do soil samples. We do that for free. If you bring a bag of dirt in to us, or we'll give you the bag to put it in, you bring it back, we'll send it off. Doesn't cost you anything, and... We can tell you what you're underneath, which is a very important part of your yard or flower bed. What's underneath is what counts. So.
But so we recommend starting about now, especially if it's pretty weather, put pre-emergent on your flower bed.
Yeah, that's what I was saying a minute ago. But same time you do the, what you're doing in the lawn, you need to do the bed too.
They didn't do mine last year somehow or another. Of all the ones we did, mine was one that got forgotten. I hadn't quite figured that out yet.
One of them people.
I told them I'll forget to sign paychecks next week too. But
one of them must have something out for you.
No, they just forgot.
I'll show him.
I wondered why we had extra
weeds everywhere.
I wondered why we had two extra bags and there was a reason. Yeah. They were mine. And I had a big problem with broadleaf weeds and flower beds.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever we saved, not put it out, I made it up for buying Roundup.
There you go.
I guess we weren't supposed to say that on there.
That's fine. They still sell it.
I'm just wondering how much longer that $10.8 billion they got to give away is going to last. They've been giving it away for 5 years.
It's a good bit to give away.
The catch is you got to prove you got one of these diseases, and I don't think it's happening. But anyway, to get off that. Pruning, you can prune about anything now. The only thing you need to be careful is, like my camellias, some of them are half done because they went in where there weren't any buds and they didn't want to cut the flowers off, so they got kind of weird shapes on them right now. But they started blooming yesterday. I saw them.
That's good. So, what about azaleas? You can't mess with them right now, can you?
No. And it's that time again. Okay. We'll take a quick pause, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench, and we'll talk about azaleas.
Benny Etter here. Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We'll clean your unit's condenser coil, oil the motors, check all electronic controls, inspect heat exchanger, check the refrigerant and thermostat, and replace the filter. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. It's time to close out this week and see them next week at the symposium.
Ooh, whirlwind show.
Yeah,
30 minutes.
Hey, we're going to have to get used to this 30-minute thing. You got anything to add?
I can.
You gave
my
hours.
Yeah, I gave my hours, where the store is, come in, excellent customer service.
Give your phone number.
Phone number, 803-327-8686. And you can go online, carolinafreshfarm.com.
I ain't gotten used to that 803 thing yet.
Yeah. Yeah, 803, yeah.
I mean, I do it like everybody else, but half the time I forget.
This is because all our friends that moved in here had different area codes, so now you forced us to dial 803.
Whatever.
Which we're more than happy to have you here.
Whatever. Now, back to his ages, since we've got short of time.
Quick, yep.
You've got about a 6 to 8 week window after they bloom.
Yeah.
You can prune them now, you can cut your blooms off for spring.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. So if you kind of let them bloom, and camellias too, that's what I'm doing on mine. They're going to finish them up once they finish blooming.
Yeah.
And I figure the next 2 weeks we'll have a cold night if Dr. Bloom's out, so it won't be that long. So,
thank you for WRHI letting us come back on.
Yeah.
Looking for a fun year, good year.
It's going to be a good year.
And we'll be down at the Chester Gateway Center next Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, Master Gardener Symposium.
Now, last year we ended this thing on Saturday after Thanksgiving, but I think it's supposed to be the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So mark that on your calendar.
So sometime in November.
You plan ahead.
You're just starting and you can't wait for it to be over.
Pretty much.
It's counting shows already.
Pretty much. Well, if I come up here on Saturday mornings, we don't have to be here.
A little camaraderie.
As early as we did last year, but getting away from Rhonda for a couple of hours.
There we go.
That's what, I can start paying them.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. We'll see you next Saturday down in Chester at the Master Gardener Symposium.
We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.